You're allowed to fast those days, and you can say a hesped those days. So now, Amos, what are we talking about now? Elaim, if you want to tell me, B'nei Chameisa, the days that read it on the 15th day, like in Yerushalayim, that has a chayma, a wall around the city, they read the Megillah now on the 14th day of Adar. For the Gemara, Mishari, is it true they're allowed to fast on the 14th day? For Yoksib, Megillah's Tainus, this much it says clearly in Megillah's Tainus, that Yoim Arba Osar, the 14th day of Adar, boy, uve yoim chamish osa boy, and the 15th day of Adar, yoim epuri inun, these are the days of Purim. Dloy lemesped bon, you're not allowed to say hesped, you can't fast in these days. The Yama Rav, Rav said, what's the chiddish here? Le nitzucho, we only need this chiddish, elo leeser eshel ze bezeh, the eshel ze bezeh, that the people that live in Yerushalayim, live in Achayim, even if they read the Megillah early on the 14th day, they're not allowed to fast on the 14th. And the people that read the Megillah on the 14th can't fast on the 15th. So you see clearly, you can't fast on the 14th. V'yela, you have to tell me the Mishnah is talking about B'nai Abay, so the people that live in a regular city that doesn't have a wall around it, that they read the Megillah on the 14th day of Adar, the Kukar would lay the Tlaser, and they read the Megillah now a day early on the 13th day of Adar. And therefore, they're allowed to fast on the 13th day of Adar. For the Gemara, Yom Niknehu, this is the Yom Tov of Nikner, we'll soon see what happened. But the 13th day of Adar is one of the days that says in Megillah's Tainus, so for sure you can't fast on the 13th day. The Yel of B'nai Abayis, the element we have to say is the people that are supposed to hear the Megillah on the 14th day, in a regular city, for Kukar Relay Betracer, and they read the Megillah earlier, that was the Yom HaKanisa, like they live in a kfar in a hick town, and they don't have people around, so they're allowed to read the Megillah the day when everybody comes together, let's say on a Monday. So they read it on the 12th day of Adar. For the Gemara, no, Yom Tzurainasu. That's another Yom that it says in Megillah Tainus. It's called Yom Tzurainas. We'll soon see later what the story was. Elo, so you can't fast then for sure. Elo, you have to say Lav de Kokorilei Bechadeser, that they read the Megillah the earliest possible on the 11th day of Adar. Ugatoni, still the Mishnah says Mutav Hesped of a Tainus, you're allowed to fast and say Hesped then. So as a kasha, how could Rabbi Yechon apostle let Rabbi Yasi that a day before is also Osir? Here the Mishnah says clearly, a day before Taker is Mutter, you are allowed to fast the day before. So Mora says, Loi, you're talking about B'nai Arba Osir, the people that are supposed to read the Megillah on the 14th day of Adar, to Korolei Betracer, and they read the Megillah on the 12th day. With the Karmat, yes, the Kasha, Yom Tzurainasu, the 12th day of Adar is Osir, it's one of the days of Megillah's Tainus because of the Yom Tov of Tzurainas. Have the Gemara, Yom Tzurainas Gufa Betuli Batlu. So since something happened that day, the Rabbanu will mevatlit that you're allowed to fast. Since two tzaddikim died then, the Chomu and Masakin, you're allowed to fast now on the 12th day of Adar. So that's what the Mishnah means. When they read the Megillah early on the 12th day of Adar, now you're allowed to fast then. Kiyod Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman, Goza Tanisa Betracer, he made a Gzera, he made a Tainis on the 12th day. Omrule Rabbonin said, Yom Tzurainasu, how could you fast the 12th day of Adar? It's one of the days that says the Megillah's Tainis, it's Yom Tzurainas. Omrule, he answered back, Yom Tzurainas Gufa Betuli Batlu. The Rabbanu were mevatlin and said, "There's no more Yom Tov now today. You're allowed to fast." Hayavenergu by Shmaya v'Yach Yochev. Since Shmaya and his brother died that day because of this tragic, the Chum were mesak and you are allowed to fast now. For the Gemara, no. How could you fast on the 12th day? The Tepik lay the heavenly Yom Shlefnei Nikner. It's the day before the 13th. It's also the day before as Yom Tov from Nikner. So even though they're mevatlin the 12th day, but the 12th should still be Yosef because it's the day before the 13th. So Gemara answers, Poshid, Omer Rav Ashi, Hash to Iyu Gufa Batlu. Madach the 12th was Osir because it was a Yontif by itself. And the Chum were mevatel that Yontif was said you're allowed to fast. Mishum Yema Nikna Nekim and Igzer. Because of the 13th day, you want to come and ask for the 12th day. Like for sure, the 12th is more strict because of its own Yontif. And still the Rabbanim were mevatel its own Yontif. So if they're mevatel its own Yontif, for sure you're allowed to fast on the 12th day. Now the Gemara explains, my Nikner and my Tzurainas, one of these two Yom Tovim on the 12th and the 13th day of Nisan. What happened? The Tanya would learn like this, Nikner Echel Me'afracha Yevonim, he was one of the generals of the Greeks, Hoya. Over Chol Yom V'yom every day, Hoya Menef Yodim Al Yehudi V'Yishloim, he used to wave his hand over Yehudi V'Yishloim. The Yom and he would say, Amos Saitipol V'yodi, when will the Jews be given over to me? V'yom Asenu, I'll trample over them. When the Beis Chashmonoi won over them, they cut off his finger, his thumbs, Veraglav and his toes, and they hung it up on the Shai Yishloim. The Yarmul, they said, tear this mouth, Shoyimadaba the guy that spoke so bad, the Adayim Shoyim Nifasa Yushlayim, these hands that used to wave over Yushlayim, Tasa Bem the Kama, Hashem did the Kama to them. So because of this, the Yerucham made it for Yom Tif, it's called Yer Nikner, you're not allowed to fast now. Here, the 13th day, the 13th day of Nisan, that's called the 13th day of Adar, that's the Yom Tov of Nikna. My Trinus, what's Trinus, the 12th day of Adar? Omru would say like this, Geshebikas Trinus, Margus Lulinus, Uvapayas Achiv, Belutke. This Russia, Truninus, wants to kill these two brothers. Is Omalahem. So the king, Truninus, said to them, In Miyama Shokhanani Mishov Yazaya, if you're Jews from the same nation of Hanani Mishov Yazaya Atem, let's see your God come and save you. Miyodi from my hands. The same way Hashem saved Hanani Mishov Yazaya from the Nebuchadnezzar. Ormuloi. So they said back to this Rosh, they said back to Trunainis, Hanani Mishov Yazaya Tzadikim Gemurin Hoyu. They were big Tzadikim. They were fit that a nest should be done to them. Secondly, the Nebuchadnezzar Melech Hogan Hoyu. He was a great king. For royal lasses nesta yoda, it's right that Hashem should do a nest to show everybody how great Hashem is. Mashenkin v'yoshu Russia, you Truninus, you big Russia, head you too. You're nobody big, you're nobody great that Hashem should do a nest for. You're a hedyet. You're a normal person. V'yena royal lasses nesta yoda. That's one thing. You're nobody, so Hashem shouldn't make a nest to show who Hashem show off to like to you. V'yonu, secondly, us. Nishayavnu kli elamokim. We did an aveiru, we did a chet, and we deserve to be killed. V'yenei nator gainu, if it's not you that will kill us, harbe yehogim yesh lamokim. Hashem has a lot of ways of killing us. V'harbe dubim v'yaroi yeshesh lo lamokim v'yolomoy. Shepoigim bonu, through a lot of bears or a lot of lions that can come and kill us. V'orgum osan, they'll kill us anyway. Ela, you know why Hashem is letting you kill us? Ela lo emosarnu HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'yodcha, Hashem want to put us into your hand. Hashem is going to take revenge upon you for killing us. No, Hashem is just going to give you more punishment for killing us. So that's what they told back to this Russia. Afa Pekin, even so, Horgon, this Troninus, he killed them. But Miyad, right away, Omru was said, Loizoz Mishon didn't have to move from there. Hachabol, the Yufim, Roimer, messengers came from Roim. Upotsu es Moicha, they busted open his head. Troninus, Begazirim, with bats. And because of that, the Chachamim made a Yom Tif, Yud Beis B'Yadah. Right. And Goyim Tzvim Tainas on Tzibah B'Tchila B'Chamisha. We don't start making the Tainas on a Thursday. We always start the Seder of Tainas Tibers on a Monday. And then Goyim Tzvim Tainas Rosh Chodoshim. We can't start fasting on Rosh Chodesh. But the Mishnah says if you started to fast before Rosh Chodesh, and now Rosh Chodesh came in the middle, you're allowed to fast through Rosh Chodesh. The Kama Hu Haskalta, how much is it called you started before? If you fasted 3 days before, then it comes Rosh Chodesh, that you started, you fasted a Monday, a Thursday, and a Monday. And then the next Thursday is Rosh Chodesh, we're allowed to fast then. No, even if you started Monday, and then Thursday is Rosh Chodesh, we're allowed to fast. This is Rabbi Meir Yeshita. Show me Mishum Mishum Ben Galil. No, when it comes Rosh Chodesh, you have to continue fast the whole day. As the Mishnah says, even when it comes to Rosh Chodesh, you only fast a little bit, not the whole day. They hold no, Misano Mashtim, you'll have to fast and finish the whole day. And Dorosh Mazutra Mishmei de Rafuna, Halacha Misano Mashtim, that's the Lachon. That you fast, if you started to fast before and then it comes to Rosh Chodesh now, you're allowed to fast completely, you have to be Misano Mashtim to fast on Rosh Chodesh. Yehadun Alecha, say the Tainis, okay, sir. Alright, turn over. Alright, turn over. Yeah, now the third parak, the Mishnah starts off like this. Seder Tainis, what's the Seder how you fast? Elu HaOmer that was said before, Revi Rishonah. That's what I was talking about, like the moral will explain, it passed away already, the time for the rain to come down. The first period, the second period, and the third period. All these first three periods are periods of the first rain to come down, Yerah, and it didn't come down, that's when you start fasting the 13 fast days. That's when you wait to fast until you have 13 like. Avul Tzmochim Shishonu. Let's say things started to grow, but it changed right away. It started to change for the bad. Masriyim Alei Miyod. Then you start fasting right away. A Chomadik a fast day with Masriyim means you shout out to Hashem. You have to use the shofars. The same thing, Shaposku Gishon by Geshem Geshem Aboyim Yoim. If true, the rain started to come down on time, but right away it stopped for 40 days, no more rain came down, is Masriim Aleim Yod. Then you don't have to wait the Seder of 13 fast days to make the Chomadika fast days, the last 7, but rather right away you Masriim. You make a Chomadika fast day and you blow the Shofar. That's called the Simon of a service of a drought, and you have to dive into Hashem right away. Let's say rain came down enough for the sprouts to grow, for the vegetables to grow, let's say. Like a small amount, easy rain came down. The heavy rain didn't come down for the trees. Or else, Lilon, the heavy rain came down enough for the trees. The easy rain didn't come down for the sprouts, for the vegetables. Or else, Lezer, rain came down normal. Avoler Laburj, you didn't have the heavy rain to fill up the ditches full of water, for drinking water. Lasich Lamoris is Masriim Alei Miyot. For any one of these three reasons, you need to fast right away with Masriim, of blowing the shofar and davening hard to Hashem. V'chein, the same thing here, if you have a city, Shlo Yordu Alei Gishom, that no rain came down on this city. Kakoslo, the Postik says in Omos, V'im Tarenti Alir Echos, I make it rain on one city, V'alir Achas Layamtir. And Chelko Achas Tam Timotir. One part, yes.